Median property assessments for a single-family home rose by 2% in Gibsons in 2024, from approximately $940,000 to $963,000. As for Sechelt, property assessments remain stable with only a $1,000 increase on average, from a median value of $884,000 to $885,000. The 2025 property assessments, which reflect market value as of July 1, 2024, were recently announced for property owners of more than 1,120,000 properties across the Lower Mainland. The total assessments for the Lower Mainland region, which includes the Sunshine Coast, have generally remained flat from about $2 trillion in 2024 to $2.01 trillion this year. Across the Lower Mainland and throughout BC, the overall housing market has generally stabilized in value for a second consecutive year, BC Assessment Assessor Brian Morrow said in a news release. Most homeowners can expect only modest assessment changes in the range of minus 5% to plus 5%. It's a marked difference from 2022 and 2021, when average assessments on the coast rose 13.6% and 46% respectively. Those increases were attributed to pandemic-related migration to rural areas and the option to work remotely becoming more popular. While those trends continue, they don't have the same impact they did in the COVID-affected years. Homes with the highest taxable value in Sechelt and Gibsons. No properties on the Sunshine Coast made the 2025 list of 500 top-valued residential homes in BC, but Morrow did provide Coast Reporter with a list of homes with the highest taxable value in Sechelt and Gibsons. For privacy considerations, Coast Reporter chose not to include full addresses. District of Sechelt, $5,734,000. Sunshine Coast Highway, $5,126,000. Sechelt Inlet Road, $4,984,000. Tillicum Bay Road, $4,975,000. Browning Road, $4,631,000. Browning Road, $4,343,000. Seaview Lane, $4,186,000. Browning Road, $3,947,000. Anna Road, $3,937,000. Sunshine Coast Highway, $3,934,000. Derby Road, Town of Gibsons, $3,397,000. Shoal Lookout, $2,867,000. Arbutus Reach Road, $2,849,000. Shoal Lookout, $2,818,000. Avalon Drive, $2,722,000. Arbutus Reach Road, $2,694,000. Franklin Road, $2,544,000. Arbutus Reach Road, $2,531,000. Cochrane Road, $2,484,000. Bay Road, $2,447,000. Shoal Lookout. Overall assessments for Lower Mainland remained flat. Almost $27 billion of the region's updated assessments is from new construction, subdivisions, and the rezoning of properties. The Lower Mainland region includes all of Greater Vancouver, the Fraser Valley, the Sea to Sky region, and the Sunshine Coast. For the Lower Mainland, the overall total assessments have generally remained flat from about $2 trillion in 2024 to $2.01 trillion this year. Find your property. BC Assessment collects, monitors, and analyzes property data throughout the year, and the newly released 2025 property assessment details can be searched and accessed anytime at bcassessment.ca. You can also search individual properties by using BC Assessment's Find Your Property Assessment online service. The website also includes more details about 2025 assessments, property information and trends, including lists of 2025's top valued residential properties across the province, and an interactive map. Property owners can unlock additional property search features by registering for a free BC assessment account to check a property's 10-year value history, store, access favorites, create comparisons, and monitor neighborhood sales. Property owners can appeal their assessment. Property owners can find valuable information on our website, including answers to many assessment-related questions, but those who feel that their property assessment does not reflect market value as of July 1, 2024 or see incorrect information on their notice, should contact BC Assessment as indicated on their notice as soon as possible in January, Morrell added in the release. If a property owner is still concerned about their assessment after speaking to one of the appraisers, they can submit a notice of complaint, appeal, by January 31, for an independent review by the Property Assessment Review Panel. The panels, independent of BC Assessment, are appointed annually by the provincial government and typically meet between February 1 and March 15 to hear formal complaints. It is important to understand that changes in property assessments do not automatically translate into a corresponding change in property taxes, explains Morrell. As noted on your assessment notice, how your assessment changes relative to the average change in your community is what may affect your property taxes. In BC, more than 98% of property owners typically accept their property assessment without proceeding to a formal, independent review. Property owners can contact BC Assessment toll-free at 1-866-VALUE-BC, 1-866-825-8322, or online. Some interesting facts about BC Property Assessment's total number of British Columbia properties assessed in 2025 is 2,207,009, an almost 1% increase from 2024. Total value of British Columbia real estate in 2025 is about $2.83 trillion, an increase of about 1.5% from 2024. Total amount of British Columbia non-market change for 2025, including new construction, rezonings and subdivisions, is approximately $38.3 billion, a decrease of over 3% from 2024's $39.6 billion. Changes in property assessments reflect movement in the local real estate market and can vary greatly from property to property. When estimating a property's market value, BC Assessment's professional appraisers analyze current sales in the area, as well as considering other characteristics such as size, age, quality, condition, view, and location. Property assessments provide the foundation for local and provincial taxing authorities to raise more than $10 billion in property taxes each year. This revenue funds the many community services provided by local governments around the province, as well as the K-12 education system. For more information on property assessments, real estate market trends, and lists of the province's top valued residential properties, please visit bcassessment.ca and click on the Property Information and Trends link. How assessments on Indigenous land are determined. Private residential properties on land leased from an exempt party, e.g. an Indigenous community, must be valued based on the full market value of the property as if it were privately owned, even though the person assessed holds a leasehold or other lesser interest. The owner is assessed the full market value of the buildings and the land as though held in fee simple. If you pay taxes to an Indigenous taxing authority, please check your assessment notice for information regarding assessment appeals, as the provincial assessment appeal system and deadlines may not apply. Each Indigenous community has an individual property assessment law or bylaw that outlines what process should be followed for filing a notice of complaint, appeal, to a tribunal. Where the guiding legislation for Indigenous peoples is not the Assessment Act, the property assessment laws and/or bylaws are located here.